Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
From Block Club Chicago, it's Jen Sabella with our extremely local news report today. Jen, good morning. Tell us about these pumpkin smashes.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, if you, like me, have pumpkins rotting on your stoop while the squirrels have their way with them, and you're looking to get rid of them, you can do that this weekend on Saturday. There are pumpkin smash events throughout the city. Fun thing to bring your kids to. They can set up like bowling lanes for the pumpkins, and you throw them into a big pit of other pumpkins. They basically just make it a fun activity out of composting the pumpkins, which are then used for soil later in the year, in the spring. It keeps them out of landfills, which can be a source of greenhouse gas emissions. And these are happening all over the city. If you just throw pumpkin smash into Google, you'll find it, or you can find the full list on our website at blockclubchicago.org.
That is coming up Saturday. And this is good news for people who like to go to the beach. You can rent a private sauna now. This is gonna be this winter, Jen?
Yes. So, if you know, the beaches are usually a little bit more empty in the winter for obvious reasons, but this company, they're actually the company that makes all of those igloos you might see outside of restaurants. They had a really big surge around 2020 when all of the outdoor dining things popped up to try to keep people away from each other during the pandemic. But they made these little sauna pods, and so they're private saunas. You can rent them for 25 minutes or 60-minute sessions. 25 minutes costs $25, and they could accommodate up to 8 people per pod. And you can just go and have a sauna on the beach. So you could, you know, take a dip in the icy lake and then go warm up and sweat it out in the sauna. You're not supposed to, you know, swim now, but
I get it.
I'm not going to snitch on you. They'll be available on Fridays throughout the winter, and they will expand the days if they are getting, you know, a good amount of customers.
Let's see, 25-minute personal sauna session, $25. 60-minute group session, which includes use of the sauna and an ice bath, is $80 and can accommodate up to 8 people. Party on, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
let's talk about what's happening in Logan Square. There's a bit of a neighborhood fight going on. Tell us about this.
This is one of those things where a neighborhood fight has made it all the way to City Hall. Alderman Daniel Espada introduced a lighting ordinance that is going to require people in the city who put their lights outside their buildings to have a light temperature not greater than 3,000 degrees Kelvin in normal people terms. Basically, it just means not brighter than city lights that are out on the streets. This all happened because of a single family home on California Avenue that has insanely bright lights. You can see the photos on our website. It is truly wild. It's like baseball stadium level lights. And they are shining into their neighbors' homes. The homeowner says it's for security purposes, but in order to get the homeowner to stop doing this, the alderman is taking it all the way to City Hall and trying to pass an ordinance which would ban lights this bright from shining on residential streets.
And this is in the 2600 block of North California, is that right?
That's right, and if you drive by at night, you won't be able to miss it.
you won't need your headlights. And finally, we have a story on the north side about what's happening to squirrels there.
Yeah, we kept getting emails from Rogers Park residents who said, why are there so many dead squirrels in the neighborhood? And it's been going on since June, just more than normal dead squirrels. You know, usually you see one once in a while. But the alderwoman in Rogers Park, Alderman Maria Haddon, thinks that somebody is putting out rat poison, who shouldn't be, an individual who is not part of the city or anything, and it is poisoning rats and squirrels up north. Dog walkers are also concerned because oftentimes dogs get attracted to whatever the rat poison is in, and it could kill a dog as well. So the alderperson is asking anyone with information to reach out to her office. Not much you can do to stop a rogue rat poisoner. Just keep an eye on your dog if you're walking them on the far north side. And if you are the one who's sprinkling rat poison around, it's having some negative effects on the local wildlife.
Now, there were some posts that alleged that some employees there at Giordano's up on North Sheridan were laying down the poison, or city employees were doing routine rat abatement. Do we know if any of that is true?
The alderperson said they haven't been able to confirm that Giordano's or any single employee is responsible. So they haven't been able to pin it on anyone. I know the neighbors are doing a lot of finger pointing, so we truly don't know. It could be the case, but no proof at this point.
Keep us posted. Jen Sabella at Block Club Chicago. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Bob.